offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
I'm Kristen Bennett. Spring is in the air, and so are the deals at Bennett Equipment. Takichi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders are available for sale or rent at all of our locations. Bennett now offers attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takichi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takichi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Get more energy, drive, stamina, and libido with Bulgarian Tribulus Testosterone Booster by EC Sports. Feel the male-boosting benefits within 24 hours. Boost your free testosterone levels with the most potent Tribulus on the market. Manufactured in the upstate, EC Sports Tribulus will boost your testosterone and blood flow, giving you more energy, drive, stamina, libido, and strength. Unleash your full potential in all aspects of life with Bulgarian Tribulus by EC Sports, the ultimate testosterone booster. Use code BEN for 20% off your order at upstatemuscle.com.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. Better yet, let Roy Lee tell you. You know, sometimes, Ramona, simple, concise is the best way to go. Roy Lee wrote a review for George Coleman Ford just the other day, and it's 5 out of 5 stars. He wrote, all the people at George Coleman Ford are top-notch, exclamation mark. Walt was right again, exclamation mark. That's pretty funny.
That
we
is
appreciate
funny.
That. We appreciate that, Roy Lee. But I'm glad he found it to be just as we say. You know, again, this the way it is. It's the way it's been for 90 years. That's how somebody stays in business 90 years. There are so many people in this world who just try and get over on people. That's what they do. And those people are fly by night. You know, they're there one day and then, you know, next month you go drive by and they're not even there anymore. It's because they never planned on serving anybody, on helping anybody. No, they planned on some sort of quick profit and then move on before they get caught. That's the way this world works too often. Not at George Coleman Ford. At George Coleman Ford, it's a family tradition of excellence. It's a family tradition of trying to do the best thing for you. They don't win in the short term at George Coleman Ford. They're in it for longevity. It's a family business. It carries the family name. It matters to these people. It matters to Greg Coleman and his family. It mattered to Greg's forefathers, and it will matter 90 years from now. And so they serve. They do the right thing because they know that in the long term, you'll keep coming back to them. And that's the relationship they seek. So they do the best thing by you. If you can't find that, it's because you're looking in the wrong place. It still exists, but you have to go to Travelers Rest to get it. And this is why people come from hours and hours away to go to George Coleman Ford. And it's just outside Greenville. We have cars. Go. You'll thank me later. Rory, and then Scotty. Rory. How are you, Rory?
Fine. How are you, Walt? Fantastic day. Fantastic show. I want to say thanks to
everybody.
Fantastic
day. Rory must live somewhere else other than I do.
Well, but anyway, I really enjoyed the story about the cat that met Black Bart. That was hilarious.
That was Daniel.
And man, do I enjoy the Orlando Ledbetter. Man, he is great. And about, I don't know, maybe not even a week ago, I heard him on your station on the CBS feed. And he was great on that cat show. I don't remember what show he was on, but it was great. He's good, man. I really like the Orlando. Thank you for having him.
Yeah, no, he is.
All right, hey, Walt. Yeah. You ready to start, Walt? We're at number 40,
Walt. Rory, I just want you to know, Rory, that that there was a texter a few minutes ago who actually said that he loves your list. He loves your list. Now, unless that was you writing me under a different number.
No.
Okay. Well,
that person actually doesn't know how much work I've had to put into this, and they would say, man, why in the hell are you messing with this stuff? Okay. Hey, well, you know how we've been so strong on families in this list? These guys are two actual real brothers in fake wrestling, and that's the Briscoes, Jack and Jerry Briscoe from Oklahoma. They were
what number are we at? Kids. What number are we at? I'm a little dazed and confused.
Yeah, what number?
I think somebody jumped on my head from the top rope. I'm a little dazed and confused about the number. Where are we?
Did you get a chair on your back?
Yeah, I did. I was here with the chair.
Oh,
the table was smashed over my head.
Okay. All right. No, we're at number 40.
40. Whoa.
40. 40.
So we only got a few more days of this.
It's only 40, Ramona. It just seems like 7,000. No, I'm just kidding you, Rory. I'm just kidding you.
No, I swear to God, Walt, I think this has been some of the greatest radio that's been on, and I'm not just saying that because I'm doing it, but yeah, I am saying I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, Walt, all right, we're at the Briscoes at number 40.
The Briscoes.
Do you remember them? Three-time NWA Tag Team Champions. Number 39, I know this is one of your favorites, Walt. I know it is. And that's Chief J and Jules Strongbow. The Strongbow.
Oh, how about that?
You already had him, didn't you?
No, we were just trying to ascertain whether they were dead or alive.
Okay.
Yeah, and did we figure out that... Well, let's not play the movie.
You know what we need to know next? We need to know whether on Chief J. Strongbow's tombstone, it says Chief J. Strongbow.
Or his real name. That would be
right, that's what I'm saying. We need to figure out what that tombstone says. Yeah.
You know, like the Von Erichs, that's funny, because like the Von Erichs on some of their tombstones, they have their real last name. And then they have the Von Erich.
Wait a minute.
On there.
On some of their tombstones? How many tombstones do they have?
No. You know about the Von Erichs, that like about six of them died, right?
No, actually, I didn't. So they have a lot of Von Erich tombstones.
Okay. Well, there were a bunch of the Von Erichs that passed away. Sorry to say that. Number 38, the British Bulldogs, Davey Boy Smith, the Dynamite Kid. One of the greatest teams.
I didn't like them either,
but they were really great. They got their big start with Stu Hart in Calgary, big in Japan, and then great in the WWE. But number 37, this is really amazing.
They're big in Japan, Omar. They're big in Japan.
These guys are also big in Japan because they were from Japan, and that's Mr. Fuji. What a lead in. Mr. Fuji and his first partner was Professor Tora Tanaka.
Mr. Fuji and Professor Tora Tanaka. Yes, now you're in some classic stuff there, Roy.
Now wait a minute. Now, Professor Tanaka left to follow more of his Hollywood. He played Odd Job in Goldfinger.
He threw the deadly.
The hat. Woody
Hat.
But then, Professor Tanaka left, Mr. Saito joined Mr. Fuji to win two more WWE tag team championships.
Yeah, Mr. Saito was a fraud. We didn't like Mr. Saito. He didn't have the same swag that Professor Tora Tanaka had. Nobody asked him to throw any hats in any movies.
No. Number 36.
They had swag.
This tag team I really loved.
The real question is whether I'm going to kill myself before this list ends.
It's outstanding.
Rory's trying to get through it.
You're getting all kinds of pub. You're getting all kinds of pub about this.
Oh, yeah. That's
the team of Rhythm and Blues, Greg the Hammer Valentine, and the Honky Tonk Man. Managed by Jimmy, the Mouth of the South.
Greg the Hammer. Greg the Hammer Valentine was known for the figure four leg lock.
He sure was. But do you know why?
You're sort of shocked. I know that, aren't you, Ramona? You're sort of shocked, Ramona, that I knew that right off, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you know why I love this tag team? Well. Okay, that's why.
Their musical ability.
Well, you're exactly right, because they could sing and dance. Well, they were really good. Oh, yeah. I really love them. And now we go to something that's kind of really near and dear to my heart. Because the other day, I kind of got cut off, and a Florida State fan came in after me, or in the middle of me, somehow. Uh-oh. And I bet you this cat wouldn't even know who Ron Simmons was, or Ron Simmons played for, but Ron Simmons, of course, the great one from Florida State at number 35, APA, Ron Simmons as Farouk and John Bradshaw Layfield, three-time WWE Tag Team Champions. Ron Simmons, one of the greatest of all time, and so was John Bradshaw Layfield. This is a great tag team. You must not have liked them. They also like to drink beer and smoke cigars and play poker. Number 34.
I'm in favor of those things. I'm in favor of those things. All of them. I'm in favor of all of those things.
I like to play poker, Walt. Number 34. This team's mainly in the Mid-South.
Do you know that Andre the Giant was the most prolific beer drinker in history? That His feats of consuming alcoholic beverages, legendary.
Certain guys wouldn't drink with him. Blackjack Mulligan and Dusty Rhodes would not drink with Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah.
They were embarrassed.
Yeah.
Number 34, Teddy DiBiase and Steve Dr. Death Williams.
DiBiase and Williams.
Both of them came in to be great wrestlers. Steve Williams, I'm not sure what happened in his career. But I do have a question, Walt, about Ron Simmons. Did he ever play in the NFL or in pro football?
Yeah, for a period of time.
Not long, right?
No.
And if you guys would look up who he played for, I'd appreciate it. Number 33. Well, when you're running the promotion, you can have any tag team partner you want. And Dusty Rhodes wanted Magnum TA to be his tag team partner. And they were a great team. Well, then Magnum gets in his accident, and Dusty Rhodes takes Nikita Koloff to be his partner. I guess when you're running the show, you can just do whatever you want. And Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff, one of a great tag team, battled the Horsemen for numbers of years.
So was Rhodes still a bad guy at that point? Or
no,
did
no. He was
so he was the American Dream now? So he was the American Dream now?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, he was the American Dream.
When he was with Koloff?
When he was with Nikita Koloff, yes. He was the American Dream. And Nikita was the Russian Nightmare, and they were the superpowers. And they were a good team. Well, Nikita carried him, but, you know, Dusty had to be carried by somebody. Number 32.
We won't have any of that Dusty Rhodes slander here. There will be no slander of the American Dream on Road Rage. You understand that? I mean, they'll talk about Koloff carrying them.
The truth, baby.
There'll be no slander. There'll be no American Dream slander on this show. All right.
You didn't even know that he was Dirty Dusty Rhodes before until I...
No, I didn't, because I don't accept that. I don't accept any of your slander about the American Dream. No. Right. All right, what else you have? What number?
32. 32. The first black...
We only need to survive two more, Ramon, and then we go to break.
You're lucky dogs, you. Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas. Rocky Johnson, the father of The Rock. Tony Atlas, Mr. USA.
Yeah.
The Soul Patrol.
You know, sadly, Ramona, I've actually known about six of these in a row. I'm actually getting concerned about myself. All right. One left. Yeah.
Yes. Again, we go to families, but two different families. Owen Hart and Yokozuna. Owen Hart, Stu's
Yoko
son,
Ono?
Passed away way too soon. Too soon, I'm sorry. Yokozuna, of course.
Ramona says Yoko Ono?
Yokozuna.
All right, just checking.
Colleague, come on, y'all. Can't we just get along?
Well, you know, they don't say much about her.
Well, we are getting
John
along.
John Lennon died, so I didn't know what she was up to. Yeah.
This is our only pathway through this exercise.
Hey, all right. Walt, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Roy. That's good work there. That's good work there, Roy. Ramona, we survived in advance.
Yeah,
we made it through the 30s.
We made it through the 30s.
The 20s promised to be unbearable, but we will endeavor to persevere.
Even though you got hit by a chair.
That's right. Scotty and Seneca and Big Bad Bob. More frivolity ahead. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this brief commercial interlude.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash. Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Frio's Clemson is here and ready to serve you one of the best frozen treats around. With our new Drizzle and Dredge Bar, you can now make our treats a little bit sweeter by drizzling syrup and sprinkling on a few toppings. Frio's can even bring the fun to you with our mobile cart or coolers to parties, weddings, athletic and church events, family reunions, and summer camps. Or pop by to pick up your treats at 518 College Avenue in Clemson. Support a local business and savor the flavor at Frio's Gourmet Pops Clemson. Give it a try. Your mouth will thank you.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
All South Carolinians are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccines. For help finding a vaccine location in your area, visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110. COVID-19 vaccines are free and don't require ID or insurance. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110 to find a vaccine location near you.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Understand, Ramona, you know, the text line are just vicious people. I do not understand their disdain or dislike about Robert. Robert brings it strong every day.
That's right.
And it's just,
the texters are brutal.
they are. And particularly, I think it's Anderson Gator who has a thing for Robert. Remember Ed used to be the featured player on the text line, Ramona, for whatever reason?
Yeah. Ed, they moved on from Ed. Now they've attached himself to Robert.
Yeah. Anderson Gator, not a fan, but which is unfortunate because, you know, I think Robert does a fine job and he's sharp and always has something to talk about. But, and you know, we have had a couple of Rory lovers, Ramona, today. We haven't completely confirmed that they're not Rory family members, but yeah. we have had a couple of those fake wrestling
families.
And then on the other hand, we had this from Dexter 551. I have about a 45-minute commute to work every day, and Rory's list makes it feel like 6.5 hours. You know, and we were probably guilty for actually extrapolating that list out a little bit today with the fun we have with it. Dexter 864 says, I think they have Robert mixed up with Rory. See, this is where the texters, the texters turn especially vicious late in the day. I've noticed that. You know, maybe they're getting hungry.
They're hungry.
Maybe they're getting hungry. I don't know exactly what it is. I just know they turn especially vicious late in the day. Scotty and Seneca and then Big Bad Bob. Scotty, how are you?
I'm blessed.
Yeah, no, I'm only good on the individuals. I'm skipping the tag team duos.
Well, I appreciate you standing up for the American dream, because his hiney might be a little big, but you stand up for that.
Gotta stand up for Dusty Rhodes, the American dream. We can't be having any American dream slander.
Nothing like a 400-pound man in a G-string.
Oh, my God.
Just call it the way I see him, Walt.
Yeah, I know you do. After a little 151, Rom.
Yeah, we waited too long to get Scotty.
You were talking about drinking something, smoking something.
Stay connected to your phone now, Scotty. Stay connected to your phone. Don't wander.
Drinking, smoking, and playing poker. I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah, I was.
I was wondering if you heard anything about the new USFL that's coming back next year. Already signed agreement.
Heard about it? Yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah, will I spend any time discussing it? No.
Okay. Well, because the USFL.
I mean, you can talk about it if you want, but I'm not wasting any more airtime on bogus football leagues. They all fold. They're all crap. They're all garbage. And you know what? And we all sit there and we say things like, for like two games, oh, you know, this is pretty good, except that the problem is none of you actually watch it. We say that, and then two games later, we're not watching it. So it has no chance, no hope. Just stop. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I just came over my phone. The other thing was Georgia picked up our LSU tight end, All-American, but we stole their major brains from their back, defensive back. You think Mike Jones out of Clemson is going to do our LSU team any good at linebacker?
Yeah, look, I think Mike Jones is a good football player. I think he saw a little bit of the writing on the wall with Trenton Simpson and Barrett Carter, and felt that his snaps were going to diminish at Clemson, and I think they were. So, you know, go somewhere else and play. And LSU's been pretty successful with transfer linebackers as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, our defense was the worst we've ever had last year, so we can't go no place but up. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. And look, I expect you to have a better year.
Oh, I expect more than that. I want more than that. I like to compete with Texas A&M and Alabama. I mean,
I honestly don't think that's out of the realm of possibility either. I think a lot's going to depend on how the quarterback situation shakes out. I would assume that if Miles Brennan is healthy, he's the guy. But I think that Max Johnson is a talented kid as well, and I would have them 1-2 on a depth chart as long as Brennan is healthy. And I think you have some weapons, and you've certainly recruited pretty well. There's no reason to have a year as bad as you did last year. And again, the truth about Brennan is, you know, if he's healthy, he started like four games, and he threw for like 405 yards a game or something of that sort, which was more than Burrow ever did. But people lost that in his injury and in the absolute failure of the defense. And so I would expect that you're going to be better in those areas. I ranked LSU. They were the hardest team for me to place, honestly. I mean, how do you know for sure? I mean, they go from one of the most dominant national championship teams of all time 2 years ago to absolutely sucking out loud last year, and so how do you know exactly what they're going to be? Huh?
Yeah. Well, it was 13th, and then it was 11th. It just kind of teed me off that we're one spot behind Florida ranking, and we went to Florida with only 54 players and beat them. And they're hot, but we're still ranked behind them. It's like, come on. Oh, the other comment I was going to make, when you're stupid, you're stupid. Manziel come out an hour ago and turned around and said, yeah, he's making a good living off the money he made signing autographs when he was at Texas A&M. If you can shoot yourself in your foot, can you shoot yourself in the other foot now? You only got 2 feet now. He just keeps shooting.
Thank you, Scotty. Yeah, you know, honestly, you talk about a post-college career that's just an unmitigated disaster. Johnny Manziel and all his demons, he had such talent. You know, and the shame of it is, you know, he laughs life away, but he's one of the saddest stories in modern athletic history. You know, and he'll laugh it away, and he'll attack people on Twitter. He'll go for a while and say he's not going to do that, and then he does. And he's bitter, and he has nobody to blame but himself and his demons. You know, I don't know about his rich boy parental status situation. I don't know that any of that ever did him any favors, but he, in real life, he's sort of a spoiled brat. And the shame of it is he's one of the most, from a collegiate standpoint, he was one of the most uniquely gifted players I've ever seen, ever. I mean, he could do anything. He basically, with a team that was completely undermanned, he basically took Alabama to the mat every time. And with his individual spectacular ability, his insane ability to extend plays, to make plays, to throw the football, to be creative, and he threw it all away. And so it's a tragic story. It really is. You know, and I don't know what he does. His family's rich. He doesn't really need money. I don't know how much. I don't know how much money he gets from his family. I have no idea how any of that works. I don't know what his other sources of income are. I have no idea. But I know that any time throughout history, and there have always been these guys who are immensely talented, but in every sport, but they just, they can't stay straight. They're their own worst enemies. Manziel has to be one of the worst, most glaring cases of that in the history of sports. Because, again, when I think of spectacular college football players in the last quarter century, Manziel is right at the top of the list. I mean, the things he was capable of doing were just otherworldly. And even early on in his pro career, he showed there were signs. There were signs. But he had all these demons. And these demons have fooled him over and over again. Whether it's alcohol, drugs, whatever else he was into, who knows? But he never gave himself a chance. And he thinks like, you know, like he's some big deal now. And he you're not a big deal, kid. You're a nothing. You had the world. You had it all. You had a chance to be for true greatness, and you threw it all away because you couldn't control any of your desires at all. It's just a truly sad situation. And when I think of some of the greatest talent wastes ever, he's up there. There's so many guys like that. So, you know, and some of them were actually good people. Manziel is tilted toward the bad people side. But you've had guys like Josh Hamilton, who was also, his career was sidetracked constantly because of his drug usage, which he couldn't control. Drugs, alcohol, whatever his demons were. I will never forget that performance that he put on in the Home Run Derby. You know, it's the greatest singular batting. I know it came in Home Run Derby. It's the greatest singular batting performance I've ever seen in my life. You could have Home Run Derbies till the end of time. Nobody will ever replicate that. Nobody will ever replicate what that dude did. And he was so immensely gifted. And obviously he went on to have a good major league career, but not nearly what it might have been. We were just given these flashes of what it could have been, of what it might have been. And what it might have been is, I really believe this. I believe had that guy not had his career derailed numerous times because of his addictions, I think you would have been talking about one of the three, four, five greatest baseball players that ever lived. I think that's how gifted he was. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Well, who are you talking about? The baseball player that got in all the drug problems, Texas? What was his name again?
Yeah, Hamilton.
Hey, hello. Oh, Walt, are you still there?
Yeah, Bob, oh, it's the phone. You talking to the one end, you listen to the other. Josh Hamilton.
This is a real landline phone, Walt. So, no, I just want to comment. Right. I told Rory I comment on the wrestling. If I was going to be a wrestler, my name was just, when they wanted me to be a wrestler, I was wanting to be Radiant Glory. They said that'd be fine. And I'll be a good guy for a while in Vegas. But, you know, Dusty, I can't believe the dream. Dusty Rhodes, it was an evil person. So, no talk of that. That's right. One of the guys, Roy talked about was Mr. Professor Muto or something like that. In the 60s on TV, I watched him as P.Y. Chung with Ric Flair. Of course, Ric Flair beat him. He was a bad guy, though. He had the P.Y. Chung chop chop. And he had the P.Y. Chung. I got to go. Mimi's calling me. Better name on the other line. See you, Walt. Love you, Joe. Bye.
What
was that? There was music in the background. What? We always think Bob's playing it. It turned out to be
Mimi. It was like a scene from The Godfather when the music plays and you know you're about to be executed. I think that's just what happened to Bob. I think Mimi may have just knocked off Bob.
She put a horse head in his bed. Riding in the car, listening to the radio and going, I got to call him.
I think Mimi thought, no, I have to live in this world. I'm pulling the plug on this right now. Yeah. Is Bob playing the music? I don't think that was Bob playing the music.
Sometimes he is, but
yeah,
usually,
but I don't think that time was. Think that time was it.
Usually he says, "Hold on."
That was like the theme from The Godfather. I'm pretty sure that's what that was. All right, we'll take a quick break. You know, I'm not sure I want any more of you people to call the show today. Walt Temple-Rorich. Quick break.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever has been extended. Right now, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Shop America's best brands confidently with our low-price guarantee. Hurry into Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Chances are you might have a pre-owned vehicle you don't drive much, or maybe you just want to get rid of it. Whatever the reason, there may never be a better time than right now to sell your pre-owned vehicle to George Coleman Ford. Prices are at record highs due to the lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. George Coleman Ford wants to buy your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. The process is as simple as having them assess your vehicle, quote you a price, and send you home with check in hand. No hassles and no fees. See for yourself why George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest deserves their five-star reviews.
Remember the lazy days of summer? Life slowed down and people enjoyed simple treats like frozen pops. Now you can savor the taste of summer all year long with Frio's Gourmet Pops. We use locally sourced ingredients like fresh fruit and dairy to create our handmade pops. With Frio's unique variety of creamy and fruity flavors, you're bound to be hooked on our frozen treats. Visit FRIOSClemson.com for more information and our shop at 518 College Avenue in Clemson. Support a local business and savor the flavor at Frio's Gourmet Pops, Clemson.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community, from construction projects to large remodeling jobs. See the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hand. Out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe that never.
You know, I mean, honestly, how can you not be happy listening to Sweet Caroline? It's just a given. So that's our new seventh inning stretch music every day. The text from Mona on the health care text line as to what happened just a minute ago just hysterical. Texter 453 says, WTF just happened, laugh out loud. Then he responds, he says, I literally started looking around. I thought I was stoned for a moment. where's the jumps through? Oh, by the way, you know, Ramona's reading me about Jay's frustration. Jay's frustration with his texting because you told me Jay sent me like about 8 different texts and the phone was changing his words.
Yeah. He was trying to say wins and loss totals, and it was coming out ninjas and turtles.
And so Jay is frustrated both with his phone and he's struggling through all this stuff. And apparently, according to what Ramona says, he's writing me and asking, Walt, are you seeing any of my stuff? Are you reading this? I'm writing like War and Peace, Walt. My phone's not cooperating. You're not reading anything I'm writing. And you know why, Jay? I can't find you. I don't know why. I can't find you on the text line. I don't know where it is. I've asked Ramona, how many times have I asked where Jay's texts are?
Yeah, you've asked several times.
Yeah, I can't find him. I don't know why. I don't know. Ramona tells me he's back 4 minutes back. I can't find him. I don't know. I know you're there somewhere, Jay. It's trust me. I would read your texts. I just cannot. I cannot find them. What was the thing of where? What's the thing about jumping through hoops, Ramona?
Oh, can I read that?
Yeah.
It says
Bob got whacked.
The Godfather called.
There are at least 15 texts on Bob right now, maybe more.
What?
Do you have it?
Oh, do I read that?
Never mind. We'll move on from that. We've covered that enough for today anyway. Dexter says, Walt, great take on the phony leagues. We don't care. Right, we don't. We've had enough, okay? We've had enough of your garbage football leagues. We're not interested. Okay? We're not watching. I'm not talking about it on this show. Anybody else free to do what they want? It's America. On this show, I'm not talking about any of those phony football leagues because I've seen it over and over again. I've heard the same crap over and over. There are people who want to, like, guilt shame you into watching it. You know, look, I watch every real sport under the sun. I live this stuff 24 hours a day, as everybody knows. It's an illness. It's an illness. But I don't have time to play games with garbage leagues that aren't going to be there 3 weeks from now. And I'm not going to sit there and tell you it's great and, oh, you should be watching it. Because people who tell you that kind of crap, they're not watching it. They may watch it once, but they're not watching it more than once. This notion of, oh, this stuff is good. You know, this is something to talk about. And we'll talk about this. And then 2 games later, no one is watching it. That's just the truth about it. You know, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start talking about these type of leagues on this show as soon as one of them proves that they can be successful. Sustained success. Prove that you have an audience. Prove that you can draw a television audience. Prove that you can fill stands. Prove that you have a product that is worthwhile. Not some gimmickry that you tune in to see once. Like, oh, we want to see what the Skycam looks like. Okay, great. Here's the Skycam. We saw it. Let's move on. Let's move on, because that's where we are. I just don't see anything particularly useful in it, and they all fail. That's what they all have in common. All those leagues have the same thing in common. They all fail. Nope, not here. Stano, how are you?
Well, hey, Walt, appreciate you getting me in.
Thank you for getting in. I appreciate you getting in, Stano.
Well, I've got a question. I'm really puzzled as how Valerie Cagle gets named as second team All-American. Now, truly, I don't understand all of college softball, but when you look at her offensive and her pitching prowess, how does she get second team All-American?
Here's my best answer, Stano, and I am not going to pretend to know all the ins and outs of softball, but my best answer to that is Clemson's a program in its infancy, doesn't yet have the national respect that these storied programs at Oklahoma and Alabama. Well, Oklahoma lost to James Madison, by the way, 4-3 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yep, in a major, major upset, a prohibitive underdog, James Madison beat OU, and OU had won 40 straight games at one point as, you know, all the four or five of the best players in the country, proving that anything can happen in sports. But I think that maybe the infancy of Clemson's program combined with the infancy of Valerie Cagle herself, meaning she's a frosh, probably hurt her in these conversations because, there was a lot of returning talent in the world of college football. Everybody from Garcia at UCLA to the players at Oklahoma and Alabama, and that probably hurt her. But you know this, Stano. I know this. Anybody who watched Clemson softball this year, and Valerie Cagle knows this. She was just a beast, and I mean that in the most flattering way possible. You know, she's just an incredible, incredible athlete, and both as a pitcher and a hitter. You know, you see her power and her talent and her competitive fire, and you know, this has been discussed ad nauseum, but she was the best athlete on the Clemson campus, including Trevor Lawrence, in terms of dominance. I mean, she just was. So should have earned her. Go ahead.
One thing I'd say, you know, I will, and I don't give credit to Alabama for a lot of things, but they, our coach took her out the last out of the game, and the Alabama fans gave her a standing ovation. So I think that says a lot about that young lady.
It does. It does. And you know, here's another thing that says something about her, Stano. When the brackets were announced, obviously Clemson was disappointed. They were going to have to go play in the Bama regional. Thought they deserved a better fate, but that was the challenge at hand. But I thought what was most interesting was the Alabama reaction, because the Alabama reaction from the Bama fan base, from everybody that supports that program, was actually far more full of vitriol than the Clemson reaction. So what it basically said is they were afraid of Valerie Cagle. They were worried about Valerie Cagle. They did not want Valerie Cagle. They did not want to have to face her. They were concerned about her. And that tells you all you really need to know. That reaction of the Alabama fan base, who really know the sport of softball, and obviously they were an elite team, but they were frustrated when the bracket was revealed, because they knew Valerie Cagle represented a danger to them. They were concerned about it, and I think that's the level of respect you saw for her.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is that ranked us as like the 30th team in the playoff by putting us in there. And I mean, I just think that was totally disrespectful of what Clemson did this year.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Stan. And again, the only thing I can think of is I think it just has to do with the infancy of the program. You know, Clemson was the new kid on the block. You don't have that tradition, you know, and people don't want to grant you anything too early. They want you to prove it over and over again. So they didn't treat you with the type of respect that I think Clemson will get, you know, a decade from now. Once this program,
well, hey, the good thing, there's one good thing, Walt. She's gonna be back for 3 years.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and given what we've already seen of her and her competitive nature and her work ethic, I would be surprised if she doesn't just get better and better.
Well, hey, I appreciate you taking my call, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Stan. I appreciate it as always. Good job. Excellent. Yeah, look, I think it's a fair point. I think he raises a lot of good points. That's my best guess. I don't think Clemson garnered the national respect because, you know, the powers that be are reluctant to want to give that to a newbie. And I think that's what we saw in that regard. Hey, Ramona, do me a favor. We're going to talk a lot of college football tomorrow. We'll have Mick Mixon from the Carolina Panthers join us as well. What time is Mick going to be with us, Ramona?
5:05.
All right, so we'll have Mick Mixon tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot of college football tomorrow. We're going to get into my top 40. We're going to continue to talk about this as we lead toward the season. I want to talk about a lot of the teams that may or may not be elite. I may have some other people on tomorrow as well. We'll see what time allows for. But let's just run through the 40, and maybe I'll offer a couple of quick comments on it in these last 5 minutes as we lead in to this bigger, broad-based discussion tomorrow.
Okay, 40.
So go ahead. You start. Yeah.
40 is Northwestern and UAB.
Okay, so a tie at 40 with Northwestern and UAB. Yeah, I think Northwestern comes back to earth a little. Last year I thought that defense was really salty, and I thought that secondary was one of the two best, along with Cincinnati, in the country. But I think you've lost a couple key pieces there now, and I think that you have a question at quarterback now too. I just Northwestern is one of these teams they just don't have great margin for error. You know, every time I do something like this, Ramona, I realize that there's no way I can get through 40, because every time he mentions a team, I want to say something about him. So I'm going to let you move on in the process a little bit, okay, and try not to interrupt.
All right, you ready?
Try.
Okay.
Yeah.
39 is Auburn, 38 is Utah, 37 Miami, 36 Arizona State, 35 West Virginia, 34 Colorado, 33 Boston College, 32 BYU, 31 NC State, 30 is Army, 29 Iowa, 28 Oklahoma State, 27 Washington, 26 San Jose State, 25 Virginia, 24 Texas, 23 Texas A&M, 22 Ball State, 21 UCF, 20...
You know, let me stop you for a second. I know I lied. The Texas A&M thing, you know, I put out this little tweet yesterday about five arch hyper-conservative coaches in college football, and Jimbo Fisher was on that list. You know, you think about Jimbo Fisher and his chances of excellence to reach the top of the college football world at A&M, and what you have to wonder about is, you know, the whole college football playing world is moving in a direction of explosive offense and chucking the ball all over the field. You know who isn't? Jimbo Fisher and A&M. I mean, they don't produce explosive plays at all in the passing game. You look around college football, you know, with the exception of a team like a Stanford or something, who produces major college football? Who produces less explosive plays than Texas A&M does? That was Withmond. I don't know. Texas A&M bought into Jimbo Fisher, paid him a king's ransom over like a 10-year deal. I just wonder... if they're ever going to get their money's worth out of that deal. I think he's another of these dinosaurs. He's playing a style that is not the way the game is being played. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. We'll have to get into this tomorrow. Gilstrap Roofing, for all your roofing needs, no one does it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. They've been helping people for 80 years, four generations of roofers, father, son business. They're just so good at what they do. Your roof's the most important element of your home. It keeps the bad stuff out. Aesthetically, it ties your home into the surroundings. Gilstrap will help you choose the perfect roof for your home and your surroundings. So if you're in the market for a new roof, by all means, call Gilstrap. Other than that, I get lots of calls from people who need the number in an emergency. I'm telling you, take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. Hit off emergencies. You don't want your hardwood floors damaged. You don't want your antique furniture damaged or personal possessions that are valuable to you. Water can do significant damage. Take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup, 269-1232, 269-1232. Tell them I sent you. Tell them you want that free checkup for your roof. Do it. You'll thank me later. We're done. Waltip Tula Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Kelce Show, CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can on social media, Twitter, and Instagram, or we're always straight flexing at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Also, could always hit us up on our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So the Sixers yesterday gave us an update on Joel Embiid. And when I read you the update, it didn't sound encouraging. It sounded very ominous.